Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Now, you're welcome back to Lunchtime Live with Kira here on News Talk. 53106 is the text line, and it is Monday, even though it is a bank holiday and has that weekend vibes, which means we are talking Lockdown Diary with Philip Nolan, opinion columnist with the Irish Daily Mail, and Roisin Davis, who is our own News Talk researcher on the hard shoulder. Philip and Roisin, you're both very welcome.
Hi, Kira.
I might come to you first, Philip, if that's okay. How's your week going? It must be a very different... I know you're down in Wexford in what would be a kind of a holiday location normally. It must be a very different setup to the normal sunny June bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, at this time of year, we'd obviously expect loads of people with holiday homes and in the mobile home parks to be down, but clearly the mobile home parks are all barricaded. Nobody's allowed in there, obviously, and because of the 5 kilometre rule, nobody can get to their holiday homes either, so it's very, very quiet.
And that must be quite beautiful considering you live in a lovely part of the world. But is it very hard on the locals that might rely on selling the beach balls and the fishing nets and the usual malarkey?
I think that they've probably been compensated for by the fact that people can't travel, all that far. I mean, obviously, you know, you can still go up to Gorey and do a weekly shop if you need to. But I think that the two local shops are definitely much busier than they have been, certainly over the past, say, you know, from January until March. So I think they're doing okay, to be honest. But equally, I imagine they would love to see some of the holiday business back as well. We all would.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just imagine that life is very different in that neck of the woods to how it might normally be. Roisin, your life is also, in fairness, very different to how it might normally be.
It is very different. I think lockdown for me, I mean, I'm from England, so I'm kind of abroad when we went into lockdown. So I'm away from my parents. I'm away from my school friends, which I found really hard. I think you feel what used to be such a short distance, a very small Ryanair flight away. It now feels like I'm on the other side of the world. So I have found it very lonely. I also live by myself. So it's kind of from someone that relied a lot on my social life. You know, I'd be out on a Friday. I'd be out on a Saturday night. I'd be in bed most of Sunday, if I'm honest. And now I'm kind of like, OK, I'll go for the run. I'll sit down and watch another series on Netflix. I'll try and do some cooking. Oh, no, I won't. I'll order in. And it's just very repetitive and very lonely.
Yeah. And interestingly, you both live on your own. I mean, Philip, does that resonate with you? Roisin says her life is on hold, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent it does. But I've kept very well connected on social media and on, you know, the visual platforms, the Zooms and the FaceTimes and House Party and whatever. And I've always worked from home, so it's very different for me, I think, than for a lot of people. I've worked from home for 14 years. So in many ways, my daily routine, because I am still working, hasn't changed a huge amount. I do miss weekends. But then, you know, on Friday nights, I have, as I said to you before, I have my Zoom pints with the lads up in Dublin. It kind of compensates for the fact that we can't actually physically see each other.
Yes. See, I find, though, that the Zoom chats and everything is, it's almost worse, because I think in Zoom, it's really hard. You're looking at people, you don't really quite have the same social cues. You're kind of looking at yourself, checking how you look in the tiny screen to the left. I actually find that they can kind of almost make you feel more lonely because you're not in the pub with your friends. And then also you've got about 5 Zoom invitations and you have to turn down at least 3 if you want to have time in your evening to have a glass of wine and your dinner.
And your dinner. Tell me this, Roisin. One of the things you talked about social media that I loved was the social media shamers.
Yes, I have a real issue with this. I think that this is the one time it's acceptable to say, I do not feel okay. I am having a bad time. We're all locked away from loved ones. And then you flick on your Instagram or you flick on your Facebook and there's the one who's learnt French. There's the other one that's doing a makeup tutorial from home. There's the other one that's baked 3 banana loaves in the space of 3 hours. Now, I've nothing against anyone filling their time with cooking or anything else productive. I think absolutely fair play. But I do think it creates this idea that if you're not being productive in lockdown, if you are just sitting around feeling a little bit rubbish, then that's somehow a failure on you. And then you feel the lockdown shame. So I think you have to be, and I think it's okay to just put your hands up and say, I've not upskilled. I have done nothing.
You don't play the ukulele.
I don't play the ukulele. My house is still a mess. I've killed all the garden plants and
I like it.
It's okay.
Philip, what do you say to that? You have particularly long grass in your garden. I've seen that. Are people shaming you for that?
They are, yes, and I'm sick of it. Because the lawnmower is broken, and basically I don't understand why people can't figure out. It was kind of difficult to get a lawnmower fixed in the middle of a pandemic, you know. And then equally, there is this thing called No Mow May, which is to leave your lawn until the end of May and let the bees have their little way with it, which
yes.
I think is a good idea. And I've loved seeing all the bees going about their business every day. I will cut the grass as soon as I get the lawnmower back. It's in Lawnmower Hospital and there's a big backlog. But no, I will cut it. But like,
it's kind of funny though. I think
Roisin,
yeah, Roisin is right. People feel a need to comment if you put something up about yourself online that's less than perfect. One of the things when I was in lockdown and I was broadcasting from the hot press, the amount of people who got in touch with me to ask me, was my hot press really that messy? Or was I, you know, having a laugh or whatever? And I was like, you know what? I did think about lads tidying my hot press because I was going to put a picture up. And then you know what I thought? I couldn't be arsed.
Yeah, well, just, you know, something, there's no pressure to be Marie Kondo, you know?
Certainly not if you're me.
But see, I think as well, we're all frustrated, we're all stuck indoors. Social media is bad enough anyway. You know, people feel they have carte blanche to comment on everything. Now it's this anxiousness as well that everyone's kind of sitting at home feeling bad and they want to make other people feel bad when their hot presses aren't tidy, when the, you know, the house is a mess, when they can't keep anything alive. It's and, you know, it's really, it's negative. This is the one time I think we should be really kind and be able to say, okay, I'm not okay. The person next to me is probably not okay. And I'm not going to comment if they've been wearing like sweatpants into the office for the past week.
She's looking at me when she says that.
I haven't seen Jean since lockdown began because, like I say, you know, everything.
And maybe that's okay, lads. Maybe we shouldn't worry unduly about it. Do you think, like, interesting? Because, like, Roisin, you're both of you are in lockdown. Both of you live alone, and I think that's the hardest demographic maybe for people. Mm. I actually long sometimes to live alone, but it's not on the cards. But do you think age is a different, because you're a different age to Philip? Philip, would you be vulnerable to shame and lockdown shame in the same way? Because I do notice as I get older, I couldn't give him monkeys.
I honestly can't say what I want to say on the radio.
You kind of can. It's only a bank holiday show.
I don't give a flying one. Put it
yes,
that way.
Yes. Yes. And I do wonder about that, Roisin, because obviously I've seen the same things you've seen. I've seen the makeup tutorials, the sourdough. Just knock on the bottom and it sounds hollow.
You can buy sourdough from Tesco's. You don't need to make it. I mean, it's good deals now. We're in lockdown prices.
I feel suitably chastised now for posting photographs of my dinners every day.
But I'm not talking about you, Philip. I'll follow you now off Instagram when we
He makes amazing
this
dinners, by the way. He gives me great inspiration. But do you notice, Philip, how relieved they are when you put up your curry chips that you've bought down in the chipper?
Well, the most likes I ever got were a poster when I just got a snack box from Manos Chipper up the road. So that tells you everything you need.
I think that's exactly what we need from lockdown. A low bar, lads. A low bar. But look, thank you both so much for talking to me today. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the sunshine. And I will talk to you both on next Monday about how you're getting on in lockdown. Lockdown heaven or hell, depending on how it is.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly. On News Talk.